Well, welcome to the Social Work Me podcast with one of your hosts, Matt Barnes. And man, do I ever hate doing solo bits. But I really thought, you know, as we start up a new season of the podcast and after a pretty big absence, I wanted to just do a quick touch point with the listeners and talk a little bit about what's going on behind the scenes, what to expect for the new season of the show, and just to try and connect a little bit more with you as we kick things back up. It's crazy to say, it's been over 2 years since I recorded an episode. And, you know, this, I love doing the podcast. It's really kind of a passion project. And, you know, big shout out to Julie Carter, who, you know, in 2019 reached out to me and said, hey, let's do a show together. Because it's really opened up so many doors for me and new opportunities and connections and networking and just learning, which is so good to keep things fresh and new and progressive. And so I thank Julie. You know, her life got busy, her practice is really busy. So, you know, over time, it just sort of formed into me doing the show and then having one of my coworkers, Michelle, join, who really took over last year with focusing on some sports related aspects and topics with athletes and professionals that work with athletes. So that was kind of a zoom in on sports and that work in that arena, which we're going to continue a little bit in the new season. But I'm bringing with me two other guests outside of Michelle, which is Rachel and Taylor. And, you know, I have the pleasure of working with all of them at our practice in Sarnia. And everybody just brings a different element, different niche interests. So I'm really excited to bring even more topics, modalities, guests, and all focused on social work and the social work field. You know, part of me stepping away from the podcast was to focus more on my clinical work. And I'm happy to say that, you know, after a pretty difficult, grueling, I'd say a year and a bit of learning a lot about sports psychology, completing a lot of hours, supervision time, reviewing video, and working with a few different sports teams and athletes, that I was able to write the exam and was successful in getting certified in mental performance consulting, which I'm really proud of. And so that was a big process for me in 2022 leading into 2023. I wrote that exam in June of last year. And it kind of feels like starting a whole new career in a sense. You know, I'm still working in my private practice and working with a lot of my you know, existing clients, but adding new elements, a little bit more of a coaching flavor, which, you know, coaching, that term, that label, you know, has some different meanings for people. I'm still kind of wrapping my head around what mental performance coaching and consulting really entails, because it is somewhat different than, you know, our social work training. But I think, you know, and I'm going to get into this on one of the episodes this season, that social workers are so well equipped to work with athletes and coaches and teams. So that's, you know, a passion of mine, the sports world. Also just continuing on with seeing my private practice clients. I've been doing more education on men's mental health and awareness, advocacy, running the business, you know, the family work-life balance, and also, you know, doing some psychedelic work as well, which I'm excited to talk more about. But, you know, I figured maybe there'll be some new listeners coming around the show, and I wanted to just reflect a little bit on, you know, the last 36 episodes. And some neat things that have happened. Like Tatiana's Dib was a guest we had on the show twice, and I ended up doing the training through the Mindsetting Institute, which is training for psychedelic enhanced psychotherapy using ketamine. So I've been providing that for the last 2.5 years and developing relationship with her and her organization, which has just been such a great new tool to bring into the practice. Bill Gaynor was on an episode. I ended up taking his emotion focused mindfulness therapy course, and I'm going to be offering a men's therapy group coming in the fall based on his teaching and his curriculum with emotion focused therapy. Kathy Steele, that episode, if you can listen to that, she her voice pops up in my head a lot. One of the things she said on that show was try your best. The question was around, mitigating, preventing burnout, vicarious trauma. She said, do your best not to picture what your clients are telling you about their traumatic experiences. And she probably said it in a lot more eloquent way than that. But, that pops in my head, just as clients are telling stories or, processing trauma, my brain is naturally kind of creating an image or a picture of that. And so her, those words of wisdom pop up for me. So grateful she came on the show. Same with Roger Solomon, just so reassuring around working with complex trauma and how difficult that work is and how, it can feel like it goes really slow. And, we can question ourselves a lot as clinicians when it comes to treating complex trauma. So, that's another awesome episode and something that I think about a lot. Same with Brenly Shapiro. She's a real trailblazer when it comes to social workers working in the sports arena. She's working in the NHL, the PWHL, and just doing great things. And I ended up joining a group that she was offering for, people that are focused on building their skill set to work with athletes. So, another great guest and an episode if you can listen to that. Mark Maselli came on to talk about surf therapy. Me and him are actually buddies now. We connect over Zoom, once every 6 or 8 weeks, and he's now launched a private practice. And so that's kind of a friendship that's came out of this podcast, which I'm really grateful for too. And then Kate Becker was one of the last episodes I did on psychedelic assisted psychotherapy and EMDR. And I'm really excited. I'm gonna actually be driving down with my wife in June to join a retreat that she's doing with psychedelic assisted psychotherapy and EMDR for clinicians. So I'll be joining with about 14 other therapists, social workers to do some of our own work and experience ketamine in a couple different settings. So, those are just a few of the guests, a few of the, the things that I've taken from this podcast, and I'm just so happy to be able to keep it going. This show, it's for new and old social workers. We're going to keep bringing new guests, new topics. One thing I'm going to say is you can expect more inconsistency with our episodes. I don't know that we'll ever get to a point where, we have an episode coming every 2 weeks or, at a certain schedule. Really just, this is passion project. We get to these episodes when we can, and we each guest we have on, we put a lot of work and effort into the questions and understanding and trying to bring this content to you. So, as always, would love to hear from you if you're a listener. I had plans to change the opening song to the podcast, but there was a really nice review from Islay, and I'm not sure if it's who it is exactly, but they said the theme song is a jam and it puts them in a good mood. So, I love to hear that stuff, and just because of that, I'm gonna keep the theme song the same, and hopefully just bringing you lots more great free resources, social workers, clinicians, mental health practitioners, or just people that want to learn more about this field. Yeah, again, thanks for listening. If there's new listeners, we always love any feedback you have and anything you want to hear on the show. We'd be happy to try and entertain that. And hope everybody's doing well. And yeah, I'm going to sign off here on a little solo update. And we'll see you soon with lots of great new episodes.
How does that make you feel?
Don't social work me.